It's Friday. That must mean this is a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. It was a cereal commercial intended to tout the heart-healthy benefits of Cheerios, but instead, it sparked an ugly debate on social media. Why? Because an interracial family was featured in the TV ad. But for Samantha Cross, the family in the ad, featuring a black father, a white mother, and a biracial daughter, represented a change that is long overdue. Samantha Cross joins us now, assistant professor of marketing at Iowa State University. Hello to you, Samantha.
Hello to you, Ben.
We want to talk about your study that you did with a colleague in a moment, but first let's listen to one of the Cheerios commercials that got a lot of attention. This is actually the second one, and we'll have you comment on it after we hear it. And here we hear only the father, the African-American father, and the biracial daughter. We see in the commercial a glimpse of the white mother. Let's listen to this 30-second commercial.
Hey, Gracie. You know how our family has daddy and mommy?
And me.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty soon, you're going to have a baby brother.
And a puppy.
Deal.
All right, there, a quick-thinking, deal-making daughter. A really cute little story in 30 seconds. Talk about the reaction, not only from this one, but of the first one that the commercial got.
Well, one of the things that we noticed is that, the media depictions of families haven't always reflected the existing diversity. And, of course, when that diversity is reflected, for example, a biracial family with a top brand like Cheerios, what we have, we're going to have people who love the ad because it's a cute ad, and we're going to have people who are perhaps surprised and even outraged at the family that's depicted. And so a lot of the media, reaction from, different viewers, et cetera, that reflected perhaps some of that outrage.
Yes.
The nice thing to note is that we also had people who really enjoyed the ad and were really happy to see that General Mills didn't back down from the first ad, but also produced a second one as well.
Right. There was a lot of praise for these ads, but those unfortunately bigoted comments, so many, in fact, that the commercial's YouTube posting blocked the comments. This really ties into a study that you and a colleague, Mary Gilley, have embarked on. Mary Gilley, a marketing professor at the University of California, Irvine, you spent hours interviewing biracial, binational families for your study. It was published in the Journal of Marketing. Tell us what that was about.
With that study, what we were trying to see is whether or not what impact cultural diversity within the home had on consumption decisions, family decision making. We really wanted to see the impact of diversity within the home, since there had been so much talk about diversity within the society. And if we could address that and look at diversity within the home and the impact that it had, perhaps that would give us implications for understanding diverse interactions within the wider society.
Mm-hmm.
So we interviewed binational families from 10 different countries, I believe, and we looked at those, and we interviewed both of the spouses. We looked at about 18 families, and we interviewed both of the spouses except in two of the families, and we were trying to really understand how they viewed cultural diversity from different perspectives. We also interviewed some of the children of those families, the adult children of a few of those families as well. So we had a diverse range of perspectives in trying to understand what role did cultural competence, this ability to understand diverse cultures and diverse perspectives, what role did that play in terms of influence within the home, as well as trying to understand the implications for that for organizations, for the marketplace, and for the wider society.
What did you find? Can you give us a concrete example of a household decision where culture does make a difference when you have a family with one parent who is an immigrant?
One of the things we found is that gender roles, as we traditionally see them, can be reversed sometimes or even blurred. So, for example, in a family where perhaps the husband is the immigrant and the wife is the person who is native to the country that they're living in this case it was the U.S., of course, one of the things that we found is that in that situation, that the investment decisions, for example, or perhaps other financial decisions, which sometimes might be seen to be held by the male in the household, that in a lot of those cases, the male would defer to the female in the household because they possess that cultural savvy and that cultural competence.
And you can imagine the tremendous mistake you might make if you were marketing to this type of family and you didn't know that.
Exactly. If you didn't know that and you were in the marketplace, for example, and you would be addressing the male and not necessarily realizing that perhaps the female played a greater role in this particular family, then yes, those assumptions could be detrimental to you getting their business.
So the implications here, are companies keeping up with the diversity that we have in our country, or are they lagging?
Well, I think that some companies are trying. We've also always tried to approach different ethnic groups as much as we can. We've always tried to incorporate those and to target those different ethnic groups. But I think that companies aren't realizing that families aren't just one particular ethnicity or another, but that they're a mix of those and that we need to address that as well. And so I think that it's important that societal institutions, organizations, retailers recognize that you have to incorporate more than just this surface appreciation for diversity, that maybe you need to look at it a little bit deeper and really try to address the sort of evolving families we have in society now.
Okay. Samantha Cross, Assistant Professor of Marketing at Iowa State University, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Ben.